感谢主，在这个非常的时期啊。
We thank our Lord, even under these extreme circumstances.
主给我们聚一个不一样的聚会。
The Lord has prepared for us a meeting, a gathering that is different.
我们可以受限制。
Perhaps we may be under constraints.
但是神是灵，所以没有任何东西可以限制他。
But our God is spirit, and nothing can hinder him.
所以他人就与我们众人同在。
Therefore, our Lord is always with us.
我们也知道这个主没有单言。
We know that our Lord tarries not.
他今天没有回来。
Today that he has yet to return.
他是在宽容我们。
Because he is patient with us.
他还给我们机会。
And he's still offering opportunity to us.
所以因此呢，这次我在主面前呢，领受一个负担。
Therefore, this time together, this is the burden which I receive from the Lord.
我要从这个《使徒行传》第七章。
I'd like to look at Acts chapter 7.
从斯提凡所说的这篇信息的里面。
Is from this message which Stephen shared.
来看神恢复工作中四件重要的事情。
That we would consider these four main points in the recovery work of God.
我想我们开头一同来读一点主的话。
Let us begin by reading the word of God.
那么请弟兄姊妹打开使徒行传第七章。
Brothers and sisters, let us turn to Acts chapter 7.
我们从第二节读到第八节。
We'll first read from Acts chapter 7, verses 2 to 8.
我读中文，我弟兄读英文。
I'll be reading in Chinese, and our brother will read in English.
斯提凡说，诸位父兄请听，当日我们的祖宗亚伯拉罕在米索波大米亚还未住哈兰的时候，荣耀的神向他显现，对他说，你要离开本地和亲族，往我所要指示你的地方去。他就离开加勒底人之地，住在哈兰。他父亲死了以后，神使他从那里搬到你们现在所住之地。在这地方，神并没有给他产业，连立足之地也没有给他，但应许要将这地赐给他和他的后裔为业。那时他还没有儿子。神说他的后裔必寄居外邦，那里的人要叫他们做奴仆，苦待他们400年。神又说，使他们做奴仆的那国我要惩罚，以后他们要出来在这地方侍奉我。神又赐他割礼的约，于是亚伯拉罕生了以撒，第八日给他行了割礼。以撒生雅各，雅各生12位先祖。
Starting with verse 2. And Stephen said, Men, brethren, and fathers, hearken. The God of glory appeared unto our God Abraham when he was in Mesopotamia, before he dwelt in Haran, and said unto him, Get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred, and come into the land which I shall now show thee. Then came he out of the land of the Chaldeans and dwelt in Haran. And from thence, when his father was dead, he removed him into this land wherein ye now dwell. And he gave him none inheritance in it, no, not so much as to set his foot on. Yet he promised that he would give it to him for a possession, and to his seed after him, when as yet he had no child. And God spake on this wise, that his seed should sojourn in a strange land, and that they should bring them into bondage, and entreat them evil 400 years. And the nation to whom they shall be in bondage will I judge, said God, and after that shall they come forth and serve me in this place. And he gave him the covenant of circumcision. And so Abraham begot Isaac, and circumcised him the eighth day, and Isaac begot Jacob, and Jacob begot the 12 patriarchs.
我们都知道，《使徒行传》第七章里面斯提凡讲了一篇道。
We know that in Acts chapter 7 here, Stephen preached a message.
讲完这篇道之后，他就殉道。
And after he preached this message, he was martyred.
我们 知道斯提凡也是在第一个世纪。
We know that in the first century here for Stephen.
那么最勇敢的敢起来用严厉的话指责犹太教的一个人。
He was most bold and courageous to stand fast and rebuke those of Judaism.
这是教会历史上的第一个人。
And this was the first in church history.
我们知道神曾经把他的荣耀的心意托付给以色列人。
We know that God once entrusted his glorious will to the Israelites.
但是以色列人呢，把那个活的敬拜活的侍奉变成了犹太教。
Yet, for that living worship, that living service which God entrusted to them, they have turned into Judaism.
这是仇敌非常厉害的工作。
And this is an extremely great work of the enemy.
撒旦用宗教这个东西破坏神的旨意。
That the enemy would use this matter of religion to try to disrupt the will of God.
比任何的东西都要来得厉害。
And this matter of religion is greater and more fierce than any other issue.
所以当初犹太人的光景，他们已经偏离了神的心意。
At this time, the condition of the Jewish people, they have strayed away from the heart of God.
而斯提凡有无比的勇气去来用严厉的话指责这个犹太人。
Yet Stephen was bestowed great courage that he would stand up and rebuke severely the Jewish people.
我们知道他这一边这个指责不是属于血气的。
And we know this admonishment is not of the flesh and blood.
这一个指责是真理的。
And this admonishment, this rebuke is of the truth.
是启示的。
It is of revelation.
是异象的。
It is of vision.
因为主看到他的眼睛。
Because the Lord have opened his eyes.
他深深的知道那么犹太人所犯的那个大的错误。
And Stephen saw the great error that the Jewish people was on.
所以他用很严厉的话起来指责。
So he used very severe words to rebuke them.
结果因为他讲了这篇道。
And because of such a message, of a sermon,
那么犹太人用石头把他打死。
He was stoned to death by the Jews.
那么他殉道了。
And he was martyred.
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
每一次当我读到他这一段的殉道
，now each time when I read about his martyrdom here，
我都感觉我们的弟兄是很凄凉的。
Now I feel that our brother is very sad situation here，
因为当初在耶路撒冷
，because at that time in Jerusalem，
至少有20,000以上的基督徒。
There was over at least 20,000 Christians，
因为彼得。第一次传福音3,000人，第二次传福音5,000人。
We see that when Peter first preached the gospel, there were 3,000, and then there was another 5,000.
有那么多的基督徒在那里。
And there are so many Christians in Jerusalem.
但是当我们的弟兄站起来指责犹太人的时候
，But when our brother stood up to rebuke the Jew,
竟然没有一个人站在他的旁边。
Yet there was not anyone who stood beside him.
弟兄姊妹，那个时候十二使徒都在。
Brothers and sisters, during this time, all the 12 apostles were there.
没有一个弟兄站在我们弟兄的旁边。
There was no other brother who stood besides our brother.
他是单独在那里，一个人征战。
He was there alone in battle.
所以每次读那故事都感觉很心酸。
And each time when I read of this account, I feel very sad and bitter.
等到他死了以后
，And after his death,
圣经记载说。有些近前的人来把他安葬。
Then we read that there are some devout men who came to bury him.
这些近前人是谁呢
？And who are these devout men？
我相信这些可能就是当初的使徒们。
And I feel then this is the apostles at that time.
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord。
虽然我们的弟兄在那么一个凄凉的光景中独自奋战。为主牺牲。
Even though our brother was in that circumstance where he seemed to be alone and in war by himself in this sad and miserable situation.
但是天上的荣耀是大的。
Yet the glory in heaven above was great.
我们主亲自的迎接他回去。
Even our Lord himself stood to welcome him home.
那么弟兄姊妹们。
Now brothers and sisters.
他说了这一篇道。
When he have preached this sermon.
为什么 这么重要呢？
Why is this message so important?
我们知道这一篇道，
We know that this message
是后来保罗告诉这个路加的。
It was Paul's account who told Luke, as he penned this.
那么路加把它写下来。
And it was Paul's account that Luke wrote these words.
我们如果初初的看这样的一篇信息，
Now when we first read this message,
我们觉得他所讲的东西是犹太人都知道的东西。
Now we feel as if, oh, what he's saying is known by the Jewish people.
我年轻时候我读这篇信息，
When I was young and I read through this message,
我都感觉这篇信息也没什么特别。
I felt if there is nothing very special or unique about this sermon.
因为他所讲的这些故事我们都很清楚。
For the account, this story, accounts of these stories were very familiar.
难道犹太人不清楚吗？
Would the Jewish people not know their history?
你回头跟他们讲他们所熟悉的故事。
He recounts about the Jewish history.
那么弟兄姊妹们，在我们来感觉好像这是一篇简单的一个信息。
But brothers and sisters, perhaps we feel this is a very simple message.
但是那一天当保罗听见这篇信息的时候，
Yet on that day when Paul heard this message,
保罗里面的感觉是不一样的。
The feeling within Paul was totally different.
弟兄姊妹们，使徒保罗对他们过去的历史是多么熟悉的。
Now, brothers and sisters, the apostles were very familiar with the Jewish history.
他那天站在那里听到斯蒂芬讲这些的时候，
And when they were there hearing this message from Stephen,
他会感觉说这个我们都素来很熟悉的东西。
Perhaps they feel, oh, we're very familiar with your words.
但是那一天这篇信息在使徒保罗里面产生了一个非常深刻的印象。
Yet this sermon was a very deep, impactful influence upon Paul.
以至多年以后他把这篇信息告诉这个路加的时候，
That even many years after when he told this account to Luke,
那个里面的那个感觉和话语人就是非常的清楚。
The emotions, those words, how great impact they had, were still very vivid.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
我们会觉得好像很稀奇。
Perhaps we'll wonder,
这么一篇的信息，
such a message,
到底它里面具备了什么样的一种属灵的一种意义在里面呢？
In fact, what is the spiritual meaning?Essence in this word.
我们都知道《使徒行传》呢，大概是主后六十几年的时候，这个路加把它写下来的。
Now we know that the book of Acts was written by Luke about 60 AD.
这个距离保罗当初听见斯蒂芬讲这篇道已经有很长的年日。
When these words were penned, it is many decades after Paul had heard this message.
但是这篇信息在保罗的里面，仍旧是。那么有深刻的印象。
Yet this message is still engraved deeply upon the heart of Paul.
我们知道当初保罗听这篇道的时候，
We know that when Paul heard these words at that moment,
他是恨主耶稣恨基督徒的。
He was a hater of the Lord Jesus and those who followed him.
他们都觉得斯蒂凡这班人呢是异端的。
And they would feel that Stephen and all those in his group are heretics.
但是居然他把这篇信息啊从头到尾完全记住。
Yet Paul remembered the entire message from beginning to end.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
我们知道等到保罗后来眼睛得开以后，
we know that after when Paul's eyes were opened,
他才知道斯蒂凡所讲这篇道是多么的重要。
Then he came to realize how important these words of Stephen were.
因为斯蒂凡在这里回顾以色列人的历史。
Because here as Stephen's were recounting the history of the Israel.
他从亚伯拉罕一直讲到大卫。
And he began with Abraham till David.
我们知道这一段的历史在旧约的圣经里面是非常重要的一段历史。
And we know this is a very important period of history in the Old Testament from Abraham to David.
原来斯蒂凡在这里讲到的是神在历史上面恢复的工作。
Then we realize Stephen's account here of the Jewish history is in fact the recovery work of God.
所以这篇信息在保罗的里面会产生这么重的一个感觉。
That is the reason why these words are so impactful in the heart of Paul.
那么当我们读这篇信息的时候，
Now as we read this message,
弟兄姊妹， 我想在这里我们首先要需要注意有一些的事情。
And then, brothers and sisters, I think first of all, we have to take note of certain matters.
他这一篇的信息里面讲的四个重要的人物。
Now, in this particular message, there are four important characters here.
讲到以色列历史上面过去神所重用的四个重要的人物。
It mentions four particular individuals that God greatly used in their history.
他讲到亚伯拉罕，讲到约瑟，讲到摩西，讲到大卫。
Here it speaks of these individuals, Abraham, Joseph, Moses, and David.
通常我们有很多时候呢，我们就看这些人的故事的时候呢。
Generally, when we look at these individuals and their stories,
我们就是片片段段的看。
Perhaps we look at it in bits and pieces.
这篇信息有个很大的特别。
But in this message, there is a very unique significance.
他把这四个片段的故事摆在一起，看见一个完整的童话。
The message puts all these four individuals and their stories together. We see the complete picture.
弟兄姊妹，这个是属灵的眼光。
And brothers and sisters, this is spiritual perspective.
原来斯蒂芬得到启示。
It is because Stephen received this revelation.
当他回顾这段历史的时候。
And as he recalls the Jewish history.
他清楚地看见了神的心意。
Very clearly, he sees the heart, the will of God.
原来古代的这些祖先们，他们一个一个所做的事情。是和神的整个心意发生关系。
That these, their ancestors, their patriarchs, and all their stories and all the events in their life, in fact, is the complete story, the recovery work of God.
所以，因此这里有一个很重要的原则。
So here we see a very important principle.
当我们能把很多片片段段的东西啊，把它集合在一起，看成一个完整的图画的时候
，When we're able to put together all these partial views and get the complete view.
这个就是启示
，then it becomes a revelation.
这个就是意象
，and this is vision.
我举一个例子来说明一下。
So perhaps I give an illustration.
今天，比方我们在地上，我们看教会。
Today, for example, we look at the church.
我们看各地的聚会。
And we see many local fellowship.
那么我们眼看是，很多弟兄姊妹。
And
对不对
in our sight, we see many brothers and sisters.
一个一个的弟兄姊妹。
And we see individual brothers and sisters.
好像是一堆的麦子在这里。
It seems perhaps it is many wheat that has been scattered.
但是属灵的眼光不一样。
But with spiritual perspective, it is different.
属灵的眼光看见的是一块饼。
Now, when we see from a spiritual viewpoint, it is a piece of bread.
是一个身体。
It is a loaf of bread. It is a body.
今天我们看各处的聚会都是很多人，一个一个人。
Today we look at the various congregation. There are many people, many individuals.
但是在保罗的眼中看是一个身体。
Now, but in Paul's viewpoint, it is one body.
是一块饼。
It is one loaf of bread.
所以你看，每一个主日我们擘饼的时候。
So as we break bread each Lord's day,
都提醒我们。
And the Lord reminds us,
不是很多籽粒。
It is not many wheat.
是一个饼。
It is one bread.
如果今天我们能有这样的眼光
，and when we have such a vision today,
这个就是启示的。
That is revelation.
今天大多数的人看教会都是一个人群的聚合。
Today many would look at the church. It is just a gathering of many groups, many people.
所以斯蒂凡呢，把这些片段的历史呢，把它集合在一起。
Therefore, Stephen, he saw all these partial views and histories and completely he pieced them together. And in this complete picture, he is able to see in the recovery work of God these four main points. Now, brothers and sisters,
那么今天我们走在所谓的恢复的路上。
Now today, as we're on this way of recovery,
如果我们不在这些原则当中
，if we are not in the midst of such principles,
有没有真正的恢复
？Is there then true recovery?
也不算走在恢复的路上。
If we do not walk in these principles, we are not on the way of recovery.
所以这四个人代表的四个重要的。原则。
So with these four individuals, they represent these four important principles.
我们知道亚伯拉罕所代表是信心的原则。
We know that Abraham represents the principle of faith.
约瑟所代表的是 神的同在的原则。
As for Joseph, he is a representation of the presence of God.
摩西所代表的神的工作的原则。
And for Moses, he is a principle of the work of God.
那么大卫所代表的是殿。
And for David, he represents the temple.
神的家。
God's house.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters,
我们晓得这四件事情,
we know with these four matters,
是在人类堕落之后,
it is after the fall of man,
神在地上恢复工作中间所需要恢复的四件重要事情。
These are the four important matters which God is recovering in his restoration work after the fall of man.
那个时候呢，我们知道犹太人呢，他们因为眼瞎所以他们落到了犹太教的情况里面。
We know during that time for the Jewish people, because their eyes were blinded, they have fallen into Judaism.
结果让神所托付他们的工作呢，失落了。
So the work which God had entrusted unto them has been lost.
所以斯提凡得着启示。
And Stephen here received this revelation.
知道犹太人所犯下严重的错误。
And he realized the severe error the Jewish people are in.
所以他就起来严厉地指责。
So he stood up and severely rebuked them.
弟兄姊妹们。
The brothers and sisters.
两千年教会的历史。
Throughout 2,000 years of church history.
我们知道仇敌毁坏神的工作最厉害的东西就是宗教。
We know the greatest harm from the enemy upon the church is this issue of religion.
那么撒旦就是这借着这个破坏神的工作。
And Satan, it is through this medium that he tries to disrupt the work of God.
所以我们需要主开我们里面的眼睛。
Therefore, we need for the Lord to open our eyes within.
让我们能看见神在他工作中间所要得的四件重要的事情。
So that we would be able to see what God is after in these four areas of his recovery work.
而我们能活在这样的光景中。
And that we would be able to live in this condition.
弟兄姊妹们，我们才能让神恢复的工作在我们中间呢，得到出路。
Brothers and sisters, may we have a channel for God to work in his recovery.
所以呢，就像斯提凡所讲的道一样。
Therefore, just as the sermon which Stephen preached,
从表面上看起来是很简单的。
On the surface, it seems very simple.
但它的意义非常的重大。
But the meaning is extremely great.
我相信呢，我所提到的四件事情，对弟兄姊妹来讲，这都是可能我们很熟悉的真理。
Now, I believe that these four principles which I'm sharing with brothers and sisters, it is a truth we're very familiar with.
好像看起来都是很简单的一些真理。
It seems as if on the surface, this is very simple truth.
但是这些年我里面深处的感觉。
But throughout these years, deeply I feel.
我们知识知道了一些。
Yes, knowledge-wise, we know some.
但在实行上面。
But as in practice.
我们犯的错误也很大。
Now, there are still great errors that we may commit.
所以愿意和弟兄姊妹借这些话，相互之间能够有一个提醒。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, may it be through these words that we would encourage, remind one another.
我们今天早晨呢，先来看第一个点。
So, this morning, let us first look at this first point.
我们看见神借着亚伯拉罕恢复信心的原则。
We see that it is through Abraham God recovers this principle of faith.
保罗在晚年的时候对提摩太写的书信里面。
Now, Paul, in his latter years, he writes to Timothy.
他提到一个词叫做无伪的信心。
He mentions about this term, faith unfeigned.
所以弟兄姊妹，可见信心这件事情呢，可能会出现一些虚伪的东西。
Therefore, when we see this term, unfeigned faith, it will let us realize perhaps faith can be false.
所以保罗特别讲到神要的是无伪的信心。
Therefore, what God is after, Paul says it is unfeigned faith.
那么什么是无伪的信心啊？
Therefore, what is this matter of unfeigned faith?
圣经很清楚告诉我们，亚伯拉罕的信心就是无伪的信心。
The scriptures tell us very clearly, the faith of Abraham is faith unfeigned.
所以今天我们要讲信心。
Today, when we speak about faith,
我们必须从亚伯拉罕的经历来看。
We must look at it from Abraham.
弟兄姊妹记得在罗马书第四章里面
Our brothers and sisters, we recall in Romans chapter 4,
当保罗讲到因信称义的时候
When we see Paul speaking about justification by faith,
他要讲信心一定是以亚伯拉罕做榜样
When he speaks about faith, he uses Abraham as an example.
所以在历史上面
Therefore, in history,
亚伯拉罕的重要在哪里呢
Where is the importance of Abraham?
他的重要不仅他是以色列人的祖宗
The importance of Abraham is not because he is the father of Israel.
那么更重要的事情就是因为从他的身上神恢复了信心的原则
The importance of Abraham is because upon Abraham, God has recovered this matter of faith.
亚伯拉罕一生最重大的意义就是把神所要的信心恢复出来
The greatest importance of Abraham is God now has restored this matter of faith.
当我们刚才读这段圣经的时候
This passage we read earlier
它没有一个字提到信心
There's not one word it mentions about faith
但是你又看见亚伯拉罕的每一个经历都是信心
But we're able to see each and every event of Abraham it is about faith
所以他被称作是信心的父
Therefore he is called the father of faith
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters
我们感谢我们的神
We thank our God
神今天在历史上得到很多的人。
Today God has gained many in history.
那么当然犹太人提到亚伯拉罕是他们伟大的祖宗了。
Now, of course, when the Jewish mention about Abraham, it is their forefather.
但是今天我们知道他的重要性是他把神在恢复工作中所要信心的原则把它恢复了。
But today we realize the importance of Abraham lies in the fact that through him,This principle of faith is recovered by God.
所以今天也是一样，不在乎我们这个人是怎样的。
Today it is the same with us. It is not depending on who we are.
我们能把神所要的活出来了。
That we're able to live out what God desires.
那个就是无比的价值。
And that is a value that's incomparable.
所以现在我们很清楚。
Now we know.
亚伯拉罕的重要。
Abraham is important.
不是犹太人想象的那种重要。
It is not in the viewpoint of the Jews.
对我们来讲。
For us,
因为他把神恢复工作中间信心的原则把它恢复。
Because Abraham restored, recovered the principle of faith that God is after.
我们知道从亚当夏娃堕落之后
we know that after Adam and Eve fell,
人对神的这个信心就失去了。
Man's faith toward God has been lost.
如果我们不能相信神，不能相信神的作为
，If we do not believe God and believe in the work of God,
神如何做恢复的工作
？How can God have His recovery work？
所以神第一件事情必须把信心恢复。
Therefore, the first matter of recovery is faith.
但是今天呢，我们看见整个情况是多么的诡异。
Yet today, when we look at these matters around us, it is very mysterious.
两千年的教会历史
，throughout the 2,000 years of church history，
不断的有人讲信心。
There'sPreach faith throughout.
但是很多时候所讲的信心都不是亚伯拉罕这样的信心。
But many times the faith that is preached is not the faith of Abraham.
所以今天神在地上要做恢复的工作。
Therefore, today, if God was to do His recovery work,
他必须得做无伪的信心。
First, He must have unfeigned faith.
那么我们都知道亚伯拉罕的信心是从哪里来的呢
？Now we know where does the faith of Abraham come from.
那么在《使徒行传》第七章第二节这里
，Here in Acts chapter 7 verse 2
有一句话非常的重要。
There is a word that is very important.
他说荣耀的神向他显现。
It says the God of glory appeared unto him.
这是信心的根源。
This is the source, the origin of faith.
我们都知道信心不是我们的自信。
We know faith is not our self-confidence.
也不是我们拥有了多少的知识和才干。
It is not how much knowledge or A talent that we have.
信心在于神的显现。
Now that faith is dependent upon the appearance of God.
是神荣耀的显现。
It is the glorious appearance of God.
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
我们要问说什么是神的荣耀啊
？Now perhaps we'll ask then what is the glory of God?
今天呢，我们要给荣耀下一个定义啊，好像要讲的完全不太容易。
Now, if we were to define glory, it is not easy to do so.
所以一般来讲，人解释说，人说神就是荣耀。
In general, we would say that God is glory.
但是如果从我们的经历上面来讲的话
，But as far as our experience is concerned,
那么我想我们可以领会的更多一点。
Then perhaps we can understand it a bit better.
那么什么是神的荣耀
？Then what is the glory of God?
那就是说。在你的经历中
That is in our experience.
也见过神的荣耀。
We have seen the glory of God.
地上就再也没有荣耀的事情。
Now, if we have truly seen the glory of God, there is no comparison of this earth.
如果今天我们还称赞这个荣耀，这个人，那个事。
If we're still praising this person, this matter in this world,
那证明你没有见过神的荣耀。
That would be evidence that we have not truly seen the glory of God.
如果你见过神的荣耀，
if we have truly seen the glory of God,
地上就再也没有任何荣耀的事物。
Nothing else compares.
任何人也不可能。
No man, nothing.
成为荣耀。
Can be called glorious.
所以你看见在旧约或新约的历史上面。
So we see throughout the Old Testament, the New Testament.
当那一些人他们见过神的荣耀之后。
For those who have seen the glory of God.
弟兄姊妹们，他们就再也看不见地上的任何的荣耀。
Brothers and sisters, no longer do they see anything of glory in this world.
斯蒂凡见过这个荣耀。
And Stephen saw this glory.
从前呢，他可能跟保罗一样的，看犹太教，看他们以色列的历史是伟大的，他们历史上有很多大人物，像摩西、亚伯拉罕这些人。
Perhaps Stephen was just like Paul. He looked at the Jewish tradition and history and saw many glorious people, such as Moses and Abraham.
之后
But after God opened his eyes,
你看见他在这个使徒行传第七章里面论到摩西说，他说这人。
And when his eyes were open, he mentions about Moses, and he said, this man, Moses.
这只不过是个人。
Moses, but a man.
弟兄姊妹，你如果见过神的荣耀。
Now, brothers and sisters, have truly seen the glory of God.
你再也不会用地上任何的人事物来夸耀。
No longer will we boast of any man in this world.
如果你还是夸耀这个夸耀那个，就证明你没看见。
If we still praise and boast of this or that, then we have not truly seen.
我举一个小小的例子说明一下。
And so, just a small example.
我读中学的时候。
When I was in middle school.
那个时候我们就知道，这个科学界里面有所谓的这个爱因斯坦。
We know that in the science field there is an individual Einstein.
当然我跟不上，但是我心里很崇拜他。
Now of course, well, I'm no comparison, but I do idolize him.
所以在我的书里面呢，夹着一个他的照片。
So in my textbook there is a photo of Einstein in my textbook.
哇，我每次一打开，我的伟大的科学家。
And when I open my textbook, I see, this is the great scientist.
满头白发。
And he's full of white hair.
那个样子有点滑稽样的。
And then his face looks a little silly, funny.
每次打开心里面就，这个就很崇敬，很羡慕。
And so when I open and see him, I greatly admire and respect him.
但你知道吗？22岁的那一年。
Now you know, when I was 22, then.
也是那一年主呼召我。
And that particular year, God called me.
我人在哪里呢？我正好在学校的图书馆。
Now, where was I at that time? I was in the library at school.
从前我一进到图书馆里面呢。
Before that, when I enter into the library,
我看几卷书，我希望每本都给它读过。
I look at all the volumes in the library, and I long to read them all.
因为那个时候我学工程，所以我对这些科学东西很有兴趣。
Because I was studying engineering at that time, so I was very interested in science.
那天我正坐在那里读书的时候。
Now, on that particular day when I was seated there to read,
突然主显现，主在里面呼召我。
The Lord manifested himself and appeared to me.
你知道那一天在我里面产生了一个什么感觉吗？
Now, in my heart, what happened that day?
这个主的荣耀稍微显一点了。
Now, even a bit, a slight glory of God.
我再看见爱因斯坦的照片。
And I looked again at Einstein's photo.
我感觉不一样。
It was a completely different feeling.
我说这个可怜的老头子。
I said, this is a very sad man, old man.
他呢，只不过是知道神的造物。
He would only come to know of the creation of God.
在神的造物里面得到了一些的规律。
He's able to discover some of theories in the creation of God.
而他对造物的主完全不认识。
Yet he does not know the creator himself.
弟兄姊妹，你我今天呢，认识是造物的主啊。
Brothers and sisters, the one whom we know today is the creator himself.
在从那天开始起，这个荣耀就不见了。
And so from that moment on, then the glory of this man is no longer there.
所以弟兄姊妹，你如果看见过神的荣耀，
So brothers and sisters, we have ever beheld the glory of God.
地上就再也没有任何的荣耀。
No longer is there any glory in this world.
我记得1950几年的时候，六几年的时候，我开始
And I recall in the 50s and 60s when I first encountered the books of our brother T. Austin Sparks.
哇, 那个真是不得了的光彩啊,
I look at and I discover such glory, such radiance.
但是弟兄姊妹, 我们知道呢, 随着年日过来了,
My brothers and sisters, you know, as time goes on,
地上没有任何的荣耀能大过主的荣耀。
There's none, no glory in this world of anyone that is greater than the glory of God himself.
主耶稣曾经对门徒们说过吗?
And you know, our Lord Jesus said to his disciples,
你们喜欢施洗约翰?
Now you delight in John the Baptist.
他是点着的明灯。
Now he is just a light of the candle.
你们暂时喜欢他的光。
That you like him and delight in him temporarily.
主说我有更大的见证。
But God, the Lord says, I have a greater testimony.
所以无论在历史上, 当然我们敬重这些人,
of course, throughout history, we do show great respect to these individuals. Now, I do not belittle them at all. And I cannot even be alongside them.
但是若是比起主的荣光,
but in comparison to the glory of God,
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters, none other can compare.
你知道犹太人曾经犯个错误,
you know the error of the Jews.
他们把这个摩西当作他们心目中的偶像。
They treated Moses as an idol in their heart.
那么他们觉得, 摩西从神得到的启示, 那是了不得的。
And all the revelation which Moses received from God, they are so great.
所以几千年来, 这个, 犹太人对他是非常的敬重。
Therefore, throughout thousands of years, what great respect and honor they bestowed upon Moses.
保罗曾经也在这个光景中。
And Paul also was one of them.
但是等到他写这个哥林多后书第三章的时候,
but once he wrote Corinthians, 2 Corinthians chapter 3 and 4,
你看见在那里保罗就讲到了, 他们脸上蒙着一个帕子。
Now there, Paul says that they have seen God with veiled faces.
那个帕子怎么就是摩西啊?
And what is that veil? That veil is Moses.
他们一直的夸耀, 他们中间有摩西。
To boast, to be proud that they have Moses.
结果摩西也成了他们的帕子。
And Moses therefore became their veil.
因为他们有一个什么印象呢?
Now, what is the impression which they had?
因为摩西曾经进到会幕的里面,
because Moses himself went into the tabernacle.
从会幕里出来的时候脸上发光了,
and Moses came out of the tabernacle, his face shone.
哇, 他这个脸上那个光彩啊, 以色列人都不敢看。
And the radiance that shone from his face, the Jews did not dare to look upon.
结果摩西做了一件很好笑的事啊,
and so Moses did something rather humorous.
他用个帕子把脸遮住了。
And so he covered himself with a veil.
保罗就告诉我们啊,
and so Paul tells us,
这是个帕子的后面,
that within, behind the veil,
这个摩西脸上的光是渐渐褪去的,
that this radiance, this light from his face gradually faded.
但是犹太人看不见这个东西,
but the Jews cannot see that.
你知道吧? 犹太人一直以为说呢, 摩西的脸是放光的。
Because his face was veiled, they thought his face continues to shine.
所以这个成了他们严厉的一个, 传统。
Therefore, this was a very severe tradition which they had.
你看, 2000年的教会历史也是这样。
It is the same with 2000 years of church history.
我们年轻的时候, 我们也很崇拜很多, 我们前面的一些弟兄们。
Now, when we were young, we greatly admire the brethren that were before us.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters.
我们要知道,
we must know,
这些地上所有的这些光彩,
all such radiance in this world gradually will fade and dim.
所以神要我们能够直接的看见他的荣耀。
Therefore, God desires for us to directly see his glory.
所以你看见从旧约到新约,
therefore, we see throughout the Old Testament and New Testament,
凡是那一些直接看见神荣耀的人,
all those who have directly seen the glory of God,
他们的一生里面就有大的转变。
There is a great transformation throughout their life.
你看以赛亚,
we see Isaiah.
那么在约西亚王死的时候,
on the year where Uzziah died.
那么乌西亚王死的时候, 结果呢, 他到圣殿里面看见了神的荣耀。
And when on the day that Uzziah died, he went into the temple and he saw the glory of God.
他整个侍奉改变。
And entire service of Isaiah changed.
所以他写下了后面的那一段, 关于主耶稣基督的事物写得那么样的美丽。
Therefore, he was able to be the author of such beauty about our Lord Jesus himself.
你看以西结也是一样。
And we see the same with Ezekiel.
在被掳的光景中。
In the condition of being captivity.
地上一片的混乱。
And there is much confusion, chaos.
但是加巴鲁的河边看见神的荣耀。
And but he saw the glory of God by the
brook. 那个情况就不一样了。
And completely changed him.
那么弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
我们看到了新约时代也是一样
We see the same in the New Testament.
当保罗在逼迫基督徒的时候
When Paul was persecuting the Christians,
在靠近大马色的这个路上
And on the way to Damascus,
结果神的荣光从天上照亮
他 We saw how the glory of God shone upon him from above.
保罗告诉我们那个光比中午的日头的光还要来得明亮
And Paul tells us it is brighter than the noonday sun.
这个光一照啊
And once this light shone upon him,
结果呢保罗瞎了眼了
And Paul became blind.
神对保罗说
And God says to Paul,
你过去啊你的眼中只有犹太教
In the past, in your eyes, you only had Judaism.
你只看见了你们古代的这些祖先
And you can only see your ancestors.
这个东西像两个鳞片一样挡住你。
And these things are like scales that have blinded you.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters.
神有大大光照。
So the great light shone upon him.
保罗从那天开始起完全改变。
And on that day on, it was completely transformed Paul.
他看见了神的荣耀。
And he saw the great glory of God.
地上就再也没有任何东西是荣耀。
And no longer anything in this world glorious.
所以保罗能说，我看万事如同粪土。
Therefore, Paul is able to say, I feel all things, I count all things but done.
这是一个见过神荣耀的人说的。
And this is spoken of one who have seen the glory of God.
今天我们很可怜啊。
And today we're very pitiful.
很多弟兄姊妹祷告说，主啊，我为你的缘故要看万事如同粪土。
No, we pray to the Lord, Lord, for your sake, I will view all things but done.
结果呢，一祷告起来就开始抓粪土。
No, but after we pray, our hands keep on grabbing after this rubbish.
因为你没有看见。
Because we have not truly.
保罗见过这个荣耀。
Now Paul have seen such glory.
地上就再也没任何东西可以吸引他。
And there is nothing in this world that will captivate him.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters.
所以这里说荣耀的神向他显现。
So here it says the God of glory appeared unto him.
你想想看，这个荣耀一出来了。
And Consider this, when this glory appeared,
亚伯拉罕在加勒底的乌尔还待得住吗
And would Abraham still be able to remain in the Ur of the Chaldeans?
我们都不能我如果你没这个经验你很难明白
Now, in our experience, perhaps it's difficult for us to experience, understand this.
怎么可以就是一下之间就把什么都丢了呢
How could it be suddenly he will just leave everything behind?
你看主耶稣拣选门徒的时候也是一样。
You see that it's the same when our Lord Jesus chose his disciples.
主都不需要多讲话的。
He does nothing to say much.
就说来跟从我。
He says, come, follow me.
嚯，马上神都通通丢下了。
Immediately, they left everything behind and followed him.
弟兄姊妹们，约翰在晚年时候写约翰福音啊。
Brothers and sisters, in the advanced age, John wrote the gospel according to John.
他说我们也见过他的荣光。
Because he have seen his glory.
神独生子的荣光。
The glorious, the only begotten of God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
只有这个荣耀的显现
And only such a glorious appearance
让亚伯罕里面产生这样的信心
Then Abraham had such faith
对吗开始起来跟从主
So he rose up to follow the Lord
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters
那我们读他们一生的故事的时候
Now when we read their story
我们就问说他们既然见过这样的荣耀为什么还会有失败的事情发生
Perhaps we'll question and wonder if they've seen such glory,How come they still failed?
弟兄姊妹，这说明我们人的这方面的软弱。
Brothers and sisters, that truly speaks of the weakness of man.
所以呢，我们需要一再主的显现。
Therefore, we need the Lord to continue to appear to us.
让这个荣耀不断的吸引我们。
And so that his glory will continuously captivate us.
我们有时候走一走就开始糊涂了。
Because sometimes we walk and then we become confused.
我们又开始高举这个人高举那个工作。
And as we continue to walk, we exalt people and we exalt work.
把世界的事情也当作一个荣耀。
And even the things of this world become glorious to us.
所以呢这个箴言书第四章里面这样一句很宝贵的话。
And so here in Proverbs chapter 4, there are these very precious words.
他说义人的路啊，如同黎明的光，越照越明，直到日暮。
Now there in Proverbs chapter 4, it says, the way of the righteous, as they are on this way, it shines brighter and brighter as the noonday sun.
所以呢，每一次主的显现，叫我们的信心的度量就扩大一些。
Therefore, each time the Lord appears himself to us, the measure of faith broadens for us.
所以其实弟兄姊妹，你每个人都见过主的荣耀。
Brothers and sisters, each and every one of us have seen the Lord's glory.
你看我们在没有信主之前呢
Now, before we believed in him,
我们是多么的骄傲的
How proud, how boastful we are.
哇好多人说这个像我这个学问这么大的这个读了这么多书的人轻易就相信这个不可能。
Oh, some of us have studied much and many degrees, and for me to believe in God, oh, that's impossible.
我们里面抗拒的。
And we resist from within.
我们里面不要的。
And we don't want it.
哎，但是没有想到那天呢，在那里忽然神的灵在里面做工，受感动了。
Oh, but one day the Spirit of God is at work within us, and we're moved.
固然，居然我们也接受了耶稣基督了。
Amazingly, we also accept.
你知道吗？这是个信心的起步。
Now that is the beginning, the first step of faith.
啊，所以每个弟兄姊妹都见过。
And brothers and sisters, we each have seen it.
主当初显现，好像黎明的光一样。
And when the Lord first appeared with him, it was as is the dawning of the morning light.
但是那个也是一个荣耀，对不对
？That is a glory.
哎，叫很多人呢，开始呢。觉得自己所追求自己都算不得什么。
And then all that we are, all that we pursue after, it is nothing.
叫我们能够降服在神的跟前。
And we're able to then surrender before God.
但是我们需要一步一步的往前。
But we need to take further steps ahead.
保罗的经历跟我们有点不一样。
Now, for the experience of Paul, it is quite different from us.
因为保罗里面的一个犹太教强大的势力在里面。
Because within Paul there was this great power of Judaism within him.
因为他在犹太教里面呢进入的太深了。
Because he was deeply rooted in Judaism.
太顽固了。
And he was very stubborn.
就神需要用大光来照。
So God had to shine upon him a great light.
因为我们这些小人物啊
，As for us who are very small，
我们一生里面经历的东西也没什么了不起。
And we don't have any great experiences in our life。
但最多不了你是什么名校毕业，拿个 PhD 啊什么的，就是这样，对吧
？Perhaps we're very known for having a PhD from a very prestigious school。
所以呢，只要小小的荣耀一照，就倒了。
So even a bit of glory from God, we will fall and surrender.
像保罗这样的人。
But for such a one as Paul,
需要大光照。
It is great light of God that shone upon him.
但是无论怎样
，Regardless,
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters,
我们的一路往跟随往前。
The way of the righteous, as we're on this righteous way,
我们需要主不断的显现。
We need the Lord to continue to manifest himself.
愿他的荣光遮覆我们。
And that his glory.Will make us surrender that he will surrender to him.
我永远不会忘记1968年主那个时候带领我出来侍奉主。
Now I recall 1968 when the Lord called me to serve him.
哎呀，我在那里开头跟主要求这个要求那个，希望主宽严我一点，那么呢再去读读书拿个什么学位。
At first I was bargaining with God, oh give me some more time, let me study some more and have a degree.
那么最后有一天我在个屋顶上面祷告。
And one day I was praying on the rooftop.
的确，主显现。
And indeed, the Lord manifested himself.
主的一显呢。
And when the Lord revealed himself,
我什么要求也没有了。
All those requirements went away.
我下来就把我那些世界的书啊、书籍，统统丢在一边去。
And I gathered up all my textbooks and just throw them away.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters,
信心，那是根据神荣耀的显现。
Therefore.Faith is rooted in the appearance of the God of glory.
今天
Today,
在这个末后的时代中
and these last days,
地上的教会
the church on earth,
的确在信心的事情上面有非常大的缺陷
Indeed, there is much shortcoming of the church upon this matter, this issue of faith.
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
你看今天地上的教会，在主之外依赖这个依赖那个依赖很多东西。
Today the church depend on so much things, this and this and that。
这证明什么？证明我们里面这个信心是非常的弱的。
Now what does this show us? This reveals to us how weak fragile our faith is within.
只有主荣耀的显现
And only when the God of glory appears,
叫我们再也不依赖主之外任何的东西
No longer than would we depend and put our trust in anything outside of
our Lord. 你看在教会历史走在我们前面多少弟兄姊妹在他们的日子里面他们经历神荣耀的显现他们这是一生在地上除了主之外不求任何东西
And we see so many saints before us throughout church history, how they put their trust in God, and when the God of glory appeared to him, they did not trust in any other.
有些弟兄姊妹在他们的生活里面，他们就暗示别人，他都觉得是羞耻。
That even upon some brother, when they put a little trust or reliance upon any other brethren, they feel ashamed.
哪里像今天这地上的光景呢？
Unlike today's condition.
很多人讲了信心。另外一只手就伸手要东西了。
Today we first preach about faith, and with the other hand, we extend our hand to ask and ask.
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters.
保罗说我们需要一个无伪的信心。
Paul says we need faith unfeigned.
亚伯拉罕的信心是死无变为有叫死人复活的信心。
The faith of Abraham is of God who has risen the dead and caused that which does not exist to come.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters.
大卫曾经作诗时也这样写。
And even when David wrote the Psalms, he says,
他说主啊，你是我的主。
Now, Lord, thou art my Lord.
我的好处不在你以外。
And I have no good besides thee.
这是何等的信心。
What great faith this is.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
我们需要在信心上面被主来恢复。
Upon this matter of faith, we need this recovery work of God upon us.
若是不能在这样的信心中，亚伯拉罕的信心中跟随主。
If we cannot follow the Lord with the faith of Abraham,
神的恢复的工作在我们中间就落空的。
Then the recovery work of God upon us will fall empty.
因为我年轻的时候啊
，Now when I was young,
我得到很多年长弟兄姊妹的帮助。
I received much help from the saints before me.
他们不仅自己活在这个光景中，也教导我们要用信心跟随主。
Not only did they live in this condition of using faith to follow the Lord, but they also taught us much.
所以我们侍奉主，除了侍奉主，说一无所有的跟随。
And so when we came to serve the Lord, we had nothing.
感谢主。
And we followed him by faith.
我都几十年过来了。
We thank the Lord throughout decades.
我可以见证一件事情。
I can testify of this.
你要只能只要你能相信神的带领。
If we put our faith in the guidance of God.
神负一切所有的责任。
And God will be fully responsible for us.
神从来没有叫那些信靠他的人失望过。
And God will never disappoint those who put their trust in Him.
并且我也跟很多弟兄姊妹说。
And I've shared with many brothers and sisters.
没有信心的生活。
Without the life of faith.
就没有所谓奇妙的生活。
Now there is no wonderful life.
我们的主是 wonderful.
Our Lord is a God of wonder. He's a wonderful.
你怎么样经历他呢?
How do we experience him?
你经历他,
when we experience him,
你看见他给你奇妙奇妙的带领。
Then we have this life of wonder and see how wonderful he is.
我想有一些的过去我所有的经历可能有些弟兄姊妹也听过啊。
Now, perhaps when I share some of my past experiences, you have heard before.
不过因为这是我个人实际的经历。
Now, but because this is my personal experience.
所以呢 我愿意用这些再和弟兄姊妹们相互的勉励。
So may I use such experiences that we may encourage one another.
我们那个时候年轻的时候服侍主。
When I was young and I served the Lord.
我想我只讲我们从温哥华到西雅图这一段。
And I just share perhaps the experience from Vancouver, we moved to Seattle.
那时候我们到了西雅图之后呢没有任何人所谓的后面的支持什么都没有就凭着信心跟随。
Now, when we went to Seattle, we did not have anyone to support or sponsor us. By faith, we followed the Lord.
我们刚开始的时候这个生活当然是比较艰苦，稍微难一点点。
At the beginning, when we started, it was rather more difficult for us.
我们人很少。
There was very few individuals.
大部分都是学生。
And many were college students.
他们也没什么钱。
They were not wealthy.
所以我们都知道每个月呢，那个聚会的奉献就一点点。
And each monthly offering is not too much.
那么有的时候大概我想我那个记得好像有时一个月奉献出来大概350块钱。
If I recall correctly, the monthly offering monthly was about $350.
当然弟兄姊妹也很爱护我们的家庭。
Now, brothers and sisters dearly loved our family.
那个时候我买了一个房子。
At that time, we bought a house.
这个房子每个月的mortgage是450块。
At that time, the monthly mortgage was $450.
所以他们就是把这个350块通通给我们也不够的。
So even if they offered me the monthly offering of $350, that would not be enough.
并且我的父母跟我们一起生活。
At that time, my parents also lived with us.
我们家有六个人。
There were six of us.
那么有一天。
Now one day.
我看一看，哎呀。 下个月的这个mortgage好像付不出来了。
I looked and considered, oh, perhaps we don't have enough for next month's mortgage.
我心里面就有一点点的这个担忧了。
And I was very anxious, worried in my heart.
那么我也不知道应该怎么办。
I did not know what I should do.
结果好像比方说吧，我们大概是。 礼拜一要付这个mortgage。
So as an example, if I needed to pay the mortgage on Monday,
我们想着，总是过了主日，大家弟兄姊妹的奉献那一点款，那么你可以，给你奉献，你可以去付。
So after the offering on Sunday, then we can pay the mortgage on Monday.
那个时候来不及了。
But at that time, there was no such time.
当我们正在心里面有一点犹豫的时候，
So when there was somewhat of a hesitation within,
第二天我们就收到一封信。
The next day we received an email.
你知道这封信多奇妙呢？
Now how wonderful is this letter?
因为建德从前在台湾读大学的时候。
Now before when I was in when Sister Amy was in college in Taiwan.
她那个时候呢，学校里面有青年人的聚会，团契的聚会。
There was the gathering for the young people there.
那么后来呢，这些人都毕业了。Now
afterwards, then all these students, they graduated.
我们跟他们一点的联系都没有。We
have not communicated with them for any communication.
他们也不知道我们跑到哪里去。They
did not know where we went off to.
结果那一次呢，他们这些人毕业的人呢，他们都事业不错。Now
all those graduated students, they have good jobs at that time.
他们就说呢，哎呀，我们能不能顾念一下我们过去的这些同学呢？
And they thought how perhaps we can be mindful of the fellow students in the past.
很多人都侍奉主啊,
and many serve the Lord.
现在主给我们赋予,
and now that the Lord has blessed us, we shall help others.
他们聚在一起,
and so they gather together and they offer their finances to the Lord. And they went to look for those individuals in the past. Now we have not communicated at all with them.
这个也没有，他们也不知道从哪里找到我们的地址。I
don't know how they went to find our address.
那么结果呢，他们有一笔的钱呢，顾念我的姊妹。Now
they had prepared an amount that was mindful of my wife.
所以那天我们收到这封信的时候，so
on that particular day when we received this letter.
我觉得很稀奇，这是哪里来的信？
And it's a wonder where does this mail come from?
那么结果一打开之后呢？
And when we upon opening it,
我们就看见它里面有一封信。
We see a letter within.
说到他们愿意顾念这些过去的这些弟兄姊妹们。
It states the fact that these brethren were very willing to be mindful of the saints in the past, those who served him.
所以呢，中间就附了一张支票。And
in the envelope was also a check.
我记得那张支票大概400多块。And
I recall the check was about 400 some odd dollars.
那笔款刚刚够我们付那个月的mortgage。And
that amount was sufficient for us for that month's mortgage.
所以当我们收到这封信的时候，so
when we received this letter,
哎呀，我们里面充满了感激。We
are filled with gratitude.
我们知道。 主对于那些信靠他的人，
We know that the Lord upon those who put their trust in him.
主从来不会亏负的。
The Lord will not shortchange at all.
所以那笔款呢， 我觉得最重要是那个 timing， 那个时间呢， 来得那么样的好。
So the experience of that amount was upon the timing. It was just the perfect timing.
所以弟兄姊妹们
So brothers and sisters,
我们知道只有信心的生活才可能有奇妙的生活
So we know only by the life of faith we will live a life of wonders.
所以凭着信心跟随主看起来好像是有人觉得这很危险
And so perhaps it seems as if following him by faith is very risky.
其实这是最好的路
But in fact, that is the best
你要想想是谁在顾念你啊
Consider,
我们以前一个教会里面负责财务的弟兄跑来问我
It is God himself who is responsible for us.
他说孙弟兄你们家的生活怎么过是个谜啊
A brother in charge of the finances came to ask me, Brother, son, it is a mystery how you had your daily living.
我跟他讲弟兄对了是个谜
Yes, brother, it is in fact a mystery.
是我跟神之间的谜
It is a mystery, a wonder between God and me.
所以我不能告诉你的
So I cannot tell you.
的确弟兄姊妹们
In fact, brothers and sisters,
我们看见主所赐给我们的信心
We see the faith which God has given us.
那是一个多么宝贵的一件事情
It is such a precious matter.
那么请我们记得这不仅是为着我们个人的生活
Let us remember this matter is given unto us not only for our personal living.
因为神恢复信心的原则为着他自己的旨意
For the recovery work of faith upon us, it is for that eternal will of God.
所以当亚伯拉罕里面产生这个信心
Therefore, when this faith was produced in Abraham,
他第一件事叫离开本地本族父家
It is for him to leave from his land, his nativity, his father's house and his country.
他就要离开这个地的捆绑，离开人情世故的捆绑。
He is to be delivered from the captivity of the land, of the people, of the family, of his house.
他在地上就过帐篷生活。
And then he had a sojourner's life.
过祭坛生活。
It is a life of the altar.
他用帐篷和祭坛表明什么呢
And what does the tent in Abraham's life, the altar in Abraham's life represent?
再也不依靠这个地
In other words, no longer is his trust upon the land.
再也不依靠任何的人情。
No longer upon people, even those close to him.
感谢主。
So we thank the Lord.
因为我们知道神对亚伯拉罕有一个非常重要的心意。
Now we know that God upon Abraham had a great desire.
所以我们晓得后来在亚伯拉罕身上两件重要的事情。
So we know in Abraham's life there are two important matters.
一个是迦南地。
The one is the land of Canaan.
啊，另外一个呢，就是儿子。
And the other is the son, which is Isaac.
这是亚伯兰后来生活中间的两件大事。
And these are the great things throughout Abraham's life.
而我们知道这两件事情正是神荣耀旨意里面的。两件重要的事情
And we know that in the glorious will of God, these two matters, the land and the son, are of great importance.
那么神把迦南地赐给这个亚伯拉罕。
Now God has given the land of Canaan to Abraham.
今天我们都知道，这个迦南地呢是预表基督里面的丰富的。
And we know today the land of Canaan represents the riches in Christ.
这告诉我们真实的信心，只从这块地里面。
It tells us that true faith will be supplied for, will be provided for in the land, in the riches of Christ.
真实的信心只从基督得丰富。
And true riches come provided by Christ.
那么神把迦南地赐给以色列人。
And when God gave the land of Canaan to Israel.
这也是很有趣的一件事情。
Now this is also very interesting.
我们知道后来呢，以色列人地也丢了，这个被迦南地被别的国家占据了。
Now we know later on the land was lost and other countries occupy the land.
以色列人亡国了一千多年。
And for the Israelites, they lost their nation for over 1,000 years.
但是他们一直想要复国。
But they always wanted their nation restored.
所以第四世界大战的时候。
And so on after the Second World War.
哇，他们就积极的想要复国。
And they wanted to restore their nation.
当时最能帮助他的就是英国人。
And the only England was of great help to them.
但是英国人一看呢，这个 巴勒斯坦地已经 给阿拉伯人占据了。
But then they look at this Palestinian land is already occupied by the Arabs.
要拿回来不可能的。
It's impossible to take it back.
所以英国人就对这个以色列人说啊。
And so, the British said to the Israel.
他说不然这样吧，我们的殖民地很多。
We have a lot of territories.
我们在非洲给你找一块地。
Oh, perhaps we'll give you a nice piece of land in Africa.
哎，那个非洲那块地啊，比你那个迦南地还要好。
No, in fact, the land in Africa is better than the land in Israel. Why don't you restore your nation over there?
但是金钱的犹太人说 no, no.
The devout Jew said no, no.
只能在这里。
Only at this place.
哎呀，他说你们干嘛那么固执呢？
Now, why are you so stubborn?
你反正复国就好了嘛。
You just want a place for your nation.
他说不，这是神指示的地。
No, but this is the promised land of God. It must be here.
闹了一阵子之后啊
，and after several times，
那英国人又说了
，then the British said，
他说这样吧，我在南美洲给你找一块地。
How about this? Let me give you a nice piece of land in South America。
那个地比你这里要好得多了。
And that land is much better than here。
犹太人说 no，
and the Jews said no，
只有这块地。
Only this land，
非要这块地。
It must be this land。
你看奇妙吗
？Now how amazing！
神当初应许亚伯拉罕这块地呀、啊。
This promised land。From God to Abraham. This was ingrained in their heart. Because they know there is a type here. God will not allow that you find any riches, abundance outside of Christ.
所以弟兄姊妹们
so, brothers,
我们知道亚伯拉罕在进入这个迦南地之前他有点软弱的。
Now, before Abraham entered,into the promised land Canaan, he was somewhat weak. Because when he left Ur, he did not think his father would come along.
结果走到哈兰,
so they were in Haran.
就停在那里了。
They remained there.
哎呀，也不知道停了多久。
We don't know how long they stayed.
那么后来呢，神再向亚伯兰显现。
Then God appeared to Abraham again.
他从哈兰才开始进入迦南地。
And from Haran, then they went into the promised land.
他的父亲死。
After the father died, we thank God.
在信心的生活中
in the life of faith,
主体谅我们人性的软弱
God is very mindful of how weak we are.
所以亚伯拉罕也不是像我们想象的，哦，荣耀神显现，很刚强，马上就进到迦南地，没有的。
So Abraham is not as strong as we think. The God of glory appeared to him, and right away he went into the land. No.
结果他想这块地是神给的。
But he thought this land was given by God.
但圣经告诉我们说
，But the scriptures tell us,
立足之地都没有给他。
Yet he promised that he would give it to him for possession.But yet, not even a foot.
所以那个是一个预表的东西。
So it is a type there.
真正的产业是在天上。
The true inheritance is heavenly.
是在基督里面。
It is in Christ.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
今天呢。
Today.
我们看见很多人呢。
We see many.
不明白这个原则。
We do not understand this principle.
我真是满心感谢我的主。
I truly am filled with thanksgiving to my Lord.
1965年以后啊,
After 1965,
有一个怜悯临到我的身上。
Now there is this great mercy upon me.
就是我开始知道了基督的宝贵。
Because I came to begin to know of the preciousness of Christ.
这几十年过来。
Throughout these many decades.
弟兄姊妹，这一个真的是给我何等大的帮助。
Brothers and sisters, this has helped me greatly.
我常常想，如果不是那个我恐怕没办法活下去。
If not so, it seems as it is impossible for me to live on, go on.
你这几十年侍奉你，你凭什么呢？
Throughout many decades of service, what do I base it on?
你学问没别人大。
I'm not greater than anyone else.
你也不是那么才干。
I'm not very talented.
你也不是那么聪明的人。
And I'm not very bright, smart.
你凭什么在这里服侍主呢？
What do I have to serve the Lord with?
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
只有基督是我里面的丰富。
Only Christ is my richness.
所以难怪连这么聪明的保罗他都讲了。
So even for someone as capable as Paul, he said,
夸口的当指的基督夸口。
That we boast, if we were to boast, we boast in Christ.
夸着讲自己就软弱。
When he for himself, there's only weakness.
弟兄姊妹，你如果懂得了这个原则
，Brothers and sisters, if we know this principle,
那么。你就看见你有无穷的丰富。
Then we will know we will have riches unknown.
感谢主。
brothers and sisters, we thank the Lord. This is the wonderful fruit that is produced by faith within us.
所以亚伯拉罕就是神凭着信把他引进了这个地。
Therefore, it is by faith Abraham was led into this land.
这个地是关乎到神的心意。
And this land, it has to do with the heart of God.
那么另外一件事情就关乎那个儿子。
And then the other matter concerns the son.
这里说是神给他的应许。
And here it says the promise which he would give him.
因为亚伯拉罕有信心，所以应许在他身上就实现。
And because Abraham had faith, this promise will be fulfilled.
神预先的把一些事情
And God has already foretold all these matters to Abraham. And we see how they were all fulfilled.
弟兄姊妹们,
Brothers and sisters, even upon this matter, how Abraham begot Isaac.
这个故事也是几千年来我们看见人不断地在讲述的。
We see throughout the thousands of years, man continued to tell of the story.
但是这个生儿子的事情, 的确是神给他一个很严厉的考验。
But this was indeed a very tough hard test, a test which God gave Abraham.
他生子生以撒这件事情。
Now even this matter, how he begot Isaac.
要说明信心的使无变为有。
This is a matter how God was able to make that which is not into being.
神故意的叫他到了100岁才生孩子。
God intentionally had him beget his son when he was 100.
就是正是信心的果效。
It is to show him the fruit of faith.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们看见这一段的环境中，亚伯拉罕跟他的妻子撒拉很多挣扎的，对不对？
We can see without this throughout this matter, there was much struggle between Abraham and Sarah.
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
最终他生下了以撒。
That Abraham begot Isaac.
那么以撒生下来之后啊，
Now after Isaac was born,
神的工作还没有停止呢。
The work of God did not stop.
等到这个以撒慢慢长大了。
And as Isaac grew,
神又来了要求了。
And God had this request.
神说你要把你所爱的最爱的这个儿子献给我。
And God asked Abraham to offer this son which he had, his most beloved son whom he loved, to God.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters, all these years of faith, now God, Abraham now has become called the friend of God. Now he's a good old friend.
神说你把这个儿子拿来献祭。
And God says to Abraham, offer him up to me.
你看这次亚伯拉罕没有丝毫的犹豫啊。
And there is no hesitation, reluctancy at all from Abraham. There he went, taking Isaac up to Mount Moriah.
那么就把他献给。
And even as he raised his hand to slay Isaac.
所以保罗就解释了。
And so Paul explains it.
亚伯兰的信心,
the faith of Abraham.
是叫死人复活的信心。
It is a life that has risen, caused the dead to be risen.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
so brothers and sisters,
那么我们知道他生子这件事情,
well, we know this matter about begetting Isaac and to offer up Isaac.
也是关乎到神的心意。
All has to do with the heart of God.
所以在摩利亚山上那次他把以撒摆在祭坛上,
so even when he placed Isaac on the altar,
遥指着2000年以后在
That points to us thousands of years later how God Himself would offer up His Son on Calvary.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
so, brothers and sisters, the faith which God bestowed upon us not only has to do with our personal living, but concerning the will of God. Therefore, in the account here about Abraham's life, it is focused on the land and the son.
然后神告诉亚伯兰说,
then God tells Abraham that how his descendants will be as the sand of the seashore and the stars in the heavens.
这些都是信心的果效。
And that is the fruit of the faith in God.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
神对人呢, 他知道的, 你还不能完全相信人。
Now, as far as man is concerned, we cannot put our complete trust in man. Because when we live in the flesh, because we are always changing our minds and it changes frequently.
所以神说好，给你赐一个割礼给你。
And so God gave him the covenant of circumcision.
啊，这个割礼什么意思呢
？Now what does circumcision mean then？
就是帮助我们呢，能够在信心上面运用的更真实。
And so circumcision is for us to know how we can be more practical when we exercise our faith.
割礼是割除肉体，不靠肉体。
Because circumcision is to cut off the flesh, not to trust in the flesh.
其实十字架更重的意思，对付我们的魂呢。
And we know the focus of the work of the cross is upon our soul, ourself.
弟兄姊妹，我们蒙恩年日越久啊。
Now, brothers and sisters, the longer we are saved in the Lord,
越感觉我们这个魂需要蒙拯救。
How much we need the salvation of the soul.
哎呀，我们白天胡思乱想。
In the daytime, we wander, our minds wander.
晚上乱做梦。
And then at night, we have wild dreams.
整天都在这个魂的里面在搅，你知道吗？
And throughout, our souls are working throughout the day.
所以彼得告诉我们，晚年告诉我们，基督徒需要一个 pure soul, 一个纯洁的魂。
And at the end of Peter's life, he says that we need a pure soul.
所以若是没有十字架的工作，
therefore without the work of the cross,
对付我们这个天然的魂，
to deal with the natural soul,
你的信心不可能真实。
Now then, that faith cannot be true.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
so brothers and sisters,
你看见亚伯拉罕在地上的时候，这个经历就说明了人的这个软弱。
We are able to see that experience of Abraham on And this world speaks of the weakness of man.
他曾经也想用以实玛利来代替，对不对？
And once he wanted to have Ishmael represent the son, God says no.
他也下过埃及。
And he himself went to Egypt.
按今天的话，他也爱过世界。
And today's words, we say he loved the world.
神又把他拉回来。
And God drew him back.
他曾经也撒过谎。
And he also lied.
那弟兄姊妹们。
Now brothers and sisters.
那么这一些都说明。我们的魂需要被致死。
All these things means we need to mortify the flesh.
所以割礼对亚伯拉罕来讲非常的重要。
And so circumcision, this covenant of circumcision is very important for Abraham.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
我们知道，
we know
犹太人，
for the Jews,
他们破坏了信心的原则。
They have broken the principle of faith.
叫神的旨意。在他们身上落空了。
So that the will of God falls empty upon them.
所以当斯蒂凡得到启示，
So when Stephen received this revelation,
重新一次从亚伯拉罕身上看见神的心意。
And once again, he sees the will of God upon Abraham.
所以他起来严厉地指责他们。
So he rose up to severely rebuke them.
今天我们知道，地上的宗教是破坏信心非常厉害的东西。
And we know today how religion is used to disrupt greatly this matter of faith.
我们已经来到末世。
And now we're in the last days.
主的眼在地上关注他的工作。
And the eye of the Lord is upon this world, upon his work.
主曾经说过一句话。
And the Lord said,
他说，然而人子来的时候，遇得见世上有信德吗？
And nevertheless, if the Son of Man comes, will he find faith?
主快回来了。
Now the Lord will quickly return.
巴望你我不叫他失望。
Now may it be that you and I will not disappoint him.
弟兄姊妹，让我们起来，全心的依赖他。
My brothers and sisters, let us all arise to put our full faith in him.
若是我们的信心已经有点软弱，
If our faith is somewhat weak,
我们求主给我们有爱慕主的心。
And may the Lord grant us a heart that longs for him.
愿主荣耀的显现。
And long for his appearing.
重新一次巩固我们信心。
And by his glorious appearance unto us, it will strengthen our faith once again.
全心相信他的话。
That we will put our full faith in him.
全心依赖他。
In his word to trust in him.
但愿主在我们中间。
And may the Lord in our midst.
也能得到像亚伯拉罕这样的信心。
Would be able to find such faith of Abraham amidst us.
是个真正无伪的信心。
It is truly faith unfeigned.
愿主的恢复的工作。
So that the recovery work of God would be able to be manifested greater.
我们请低头在这祷告。
Let us bow our head for a further word of prayer.
主啊，我们真是满心的感谢你。
Lord, our hearts are filled with thanksgiving unto thee.
今天你还没有回来。
Lord, thou hast not returned today.
你不是单言。
It is not because thou tarries.
因为你宽容我们。
because thou art long-suffering towards us.
你仍旧给我们一些的机会。
Thou still affords us opportunity.
主啊，我们多年蒙恩在你的跟前。
And Lord, we have been saved by thy grace for many years.
但是我们仍旧需要你的拯救。
Now yet, thou need to deliver us, save us again.
救我们脱离一切的错误。
And save us from all errors.
把我们的脚能归正到正路上面。
And adjust our footsteps on the right way.
愿你那恢复的工作。
So thy recovery work can continue to move forward in our midst. We look unto thy mercy. And Lord, we pray that thou will manifest thyself unto us again. And may thy glory strengthen our faith. So we will arise and put our full faith in thee. Lord, bless thy own word.
垂听我们的祷告,
Listen to our prayer.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名,
In the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.